Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we continue to read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. The psalm for today will be Psalm 69, recalling the suffering of God's servant David in the midst of his many enemies. The suffering of David foreshadows the innocent sufferings of Jesus Christ to come. For, like today, the truth of God's word and Jesus himself was rejected and reviled by many unbelievers. Yet David believed and trusted. And so we also continue to know and believe that Christ didn't just simply die at the hands of those who hated or despised him, but he shed his innocent blood and died on the cross out of great, great love for each and every person in the world, so that all who would repent and believe in him can cast the burden of our many and shameful sins on him, Jesus Christ, and find rest and salvation when the Lord returns on Judgment Day. Today you will hear and feel the sorrow, the frustration, the fear, and even the anger of David, a godly man who can do nothing but cling to the promises of Christ and salvation. We can put ourselves in this passage too, because our lives at times can feel just as uncertain and despairing as David's life did. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters, and the flood sweeps over me. I am weary with my crying out. My throat is parched. My eyes grow dim with waiting for my God. More in number than the hairs of my head are those who hate me without cause. Mighty are those who would destroy me, those who attack me with lies. What I did not steal, must I now restore? O God, you know my folly. The wrongs I have done are not hidden from you. Let not those who hope in you be put to shame through me, O Lord God of hosts. Let not those who seek you be brought to dishonor through me, O God of Israel. For it is for your sake that I have borne reproach, that dishonor has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my mother's sons. For zeal for your house has consumed me, and the reproaches of those who reproached you have fallen on me. When I wept and humbled my soul with fasting, it became my reproach. When I made sackcloth my clothing, I became a byword to them. I am the talk of those who sit in the gate, and the drunkards make songs about me. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord. At an acceptable time, O God, in the abundance of your steadfast love, answer me in your saving faithfulness. Deliver me from sinking in the mire. Let me be delivered from my enemies and from the deep waters. Let not the flood sweep over me, or the deep swallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, O Lord, for your steadfast love is good. According to your abundant mercy, turn to me. Hide not your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Make haste to answer me. Draw near to my soul, redeem me, ransom me because of my enemies. You know my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. My foes are all known to you. Reproaches have broken my heart so that I am in despair. I looked for pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me poison for food, and for my thirst they gave me sour wine to drink. Let their own table before them become a snare. And when they are at peace, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened so that they cannot see, and make their loins tremble continually. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your burning anger overtake them. May their camp be a desolation. Let no one dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom you have struck down, and they recount the pain of those you have wounded. Add to them punishment upon punishment. May they have no acquittal from you. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living. Let them not be enrolled among the righteous. But I am afflicted and in pain. Let your salvation, O God, set me on high. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hoofs. When the humble see it, they will be glad. You who seek God, let your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the needy and does not despise his own people who are prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion and build up the cities of Judah, and people shall dwell there and possess it. The offspring of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall dwell in it. David mentions zeal for the Lord's house in verse 9, and how that zeal consumed him. His zeal did not come from anger or worry, but from genuine, sincere, and unwavering love for being with God in the Lord's house. More than anything, David desired to be where he knew he could find lasting comfort in a hostile, sinful world, and that place was with God, in his house. Sadly, because of his zeal for it, David was despised and afflicted. I wonder if you've ever been ridiculed or snubbed or mistreated because of your zeal for the Lord's house. Many have. We know that faith is more than just going through the motions, and unbelievers always seem to notice those who actually attempt to live godly lives, and they don't like it. Do they feel guilty, hatred, contempt, shame because of their own lack of belief? Well, I don't know, but we can pray for them. Friends, the Lord demands nothing of us except that we trust and believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior. The despair, fear, and frustrations that David felt will, in some measure, come to all of us who believe. Satan and the world will always work to tempt us away from our Christian beliefs and faith, and make it easy for us to stumble and fall into sin. But take heart, the Lord knows our pain, for he suffered more than anyone, and he did it willingly, because he loves us. He was the one who was given sour to drink when he thirsted, and was afflicted in doing the work of salvation. My favorite verse from Psalm 69 is verse 17, as I so often pray these same words myself. Hide not your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Make haste to answer me. Draw near to my soul, redeem me, ransom me because of my enemies. You too can hold this verse close and know for certain that the Lord does hear your prayer and will comfort your soul with his word of love and forgiveness. I'll leave you today with a beautiful passage from the Old Testament in Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 27, when Aaron spoke these precious words of God to the Israelites. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This blessing for the Israelites remains a true blessing from the Lord to us, his dear people, for today and for always. We pray, Lord, thank you for not only the blessings we receive from you each day, but for the one who sends those blessings to us, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us to rejoice always in the saving faith which you have created in us through our baptisms and your word. We pray all these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.